greeting confirmed it.
"Good day, ma'am. Nice place you got here."
With that greeting, I finally raised a mental eyebrow. A person's first words can reveal a great deal more than the speaker's origins. The closer one sticks to the traditional forms, "Good day, madam. Terribly sorry to bother you, but..." or a chatty variation such as, "Dreadful weather for May, ma'am. Please don't come any further into it. The smoother the transition into a stranger's life. But nice place you got here, coupled with a blithe spattering of drops across the entry tiles and a grin that showed too many teeth. The man was out to sell me something. Had I actually been working that morning, had I not been so grateful for any interruption at all, I might simply have taken another step back and shut the door in his face. Might not even have gone out at all, for that matter, thus setting events off in a very different direction. But with nothing more compelling than a stack of mail to draw me, that self-assured grin made for a nice little challenge. Wouldn't one think that life with Sherlock Holmes would have taught me all about the perils of boredom and overconfidence? But like a fool, I felt only relief at this holiday from envelopes. "My husband is not here at the moment." Another young woman might have said those words apologetically or perhaps nervously. I merely stated them as fact. He gave me a quick glance, head to toe, taking in my short but decidedly unfashionable haircut, my complete lack of makeup, the old shirt I wore, one of Holmes with its sleeves rolled up, and the trousers on my legs. He reacted with a degree more sensitivity than I might have expected. His posture subsided. His bare grin gave way to something more polite, and he removed his hat again, this time a gesture of respect rather than convenience. Even his words reflected the change. "Sorry, ma'am, but it's not him I'm looking for. I wonder, does Mrs. Hudson live here? Mrs. Clara Hudson?" "She does, but..." His right hand shot out at me. "Then you must be the Mrs. Mary Russell. You look just like she described you." I stifled my arm's automatic impulse to catch that outstretched hand and whirl him against the wall, and instead permitted him to grab me and pump away, grinning into my face. Still a salesman. After four shakes, I took back my hand. "Sir," I began. "Is she here? My mother?" If he'd squatted down to tip me head over heels, he could not have astonished me more. "Mother?" He saw my reaction and gave a sort of smacking of the forehead gesture. "What am I thinking? Guess I'm a little excited. My name is Samuel. Samuel Hudson. Great to meet you." And the hand came out again to seize mine. "Mother?" Of all the mysteries that I love, maternal love may be the most basic. My own mother had died when I was 14. A few months later, with the raw instincts of a barnyard chick imprinting its affections on the first available surrogate, my bereft heart had claimed Mrs. Hudson for its own. I had known her for 10 years now, lived with her for more than 4, and she was as close to a mother as I would ever again have. I knew, of course, that she had a son in Australia, or rather, she had a nephew whom her sister claimed as her own. Glimpses of an older person's complex and unspoken history can be startling, even when one's main source of comparison is a dedicated bohemian like Sherlock Holmes. Perhaps especially in that case. Mrs. Hudson had always been a point of solid dependability amidst the anarchy that surrounded Holmes. Motherhood is more than a biological state. Yes, I knew, well, suspected, about her past, but I had never conducted the close investigation I might have with a stranger, and definitely never asked Holmes if Mrs. Hudson had been married before giving over the child to be raised. I admit that a few weeks into our acquaintance, when it dawned on me that the nephew might in fact be a son, my first reaction was an adolescent...